Suppressing your own voters? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. Election Day changed a lot of things, and one of the biggest changes, plummeting ratings at Fox News. When Fox News started reporting that Trump had lost, thousands of Trump supporters fled to Newsmax TV, where the election remains undecided, and where guests like Trump attorney Lynn Wood are confidently preparing for a second term.
The evidence is mounting up every day. I believe that on January the 20th, President Trump is going to be sworn in as the President of the United States. He'll serve for four more years.
I love it.
But then, host Greg Kelly asked Mr. Wood about the January runoff in Georgia, which is the election that will decide which party controls the Senate.
There was computer fraud in the voting machines, which are owned by China. Why in the world would you go and vote in another rigged election?
And I said to myself, did I just hear a pro-Trump lawyer tell the pro-Trump Newsmax audience not to vote in the Senate runoff? Is he really trying to suppress his own voters?
I tell you right now, I'm not going to go vote in a rigged election. If you start voting in one rigged re-election, you have turned over the power in this country to the highest bidder. That's not America.
Now I understand why Democrats believe in Santa Claus. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.